It's a virtual 3D tour. You can click the link and you can walk through the entire studio house and click and shop, I would say, 99% of the products that are in this house.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to apologize for this episode coming up, because when we recorded it this past Friday, I realized that, too late of course, when I'm starting to edit, that the sound wasn't on. It wasn't connected properly. Grr, really, when I have those tech issues and there's nothing we can do about it but just carry on. So apologizing ahead of time, but we're going to talk about a lot of great stuff. Hopefully you can just turn up your volume a little bit and you can still hear what we're saying, because we are a little bit far away from the computer. So the sound is a little bit echoey, I have to admit. Anyway, we do talk a lot, like I said, about a lot of great stuff and some announcements and some things that are happening, and just appreciate your patience with us. And we love that you still carry on and follow and listen to our podcast. So without further ado, here it is.
Welcome back, Margaret and Stetson.
I think we missed a week when we were in Disneyland.
Becoming a habit of ours.
Sorry about that.
Okay, the first exciting news of today's podcast is our Amazon home tour is officially live.
It's launched.
And this is something that we've been working on for over a year, and it's with Amazon Beyond. And basically, we'll leave the link in the podcast so that way you can explore it on your own. It's a virtual 3D tour. You can click the link and you can walk through the entire studio house and click and shop, I would say, 99% of the products that are in this house, all the way from the rugs, the artwork, the hardware, the furniture, the little tiny, tiny, small decor things that are everywhere in the house.
Yes.
You can walk through, you can click, it will zoom in. You have full control. It's basically like you're walking around this house in real life.
It's a full 3D walkthrough tour.
And then you can click, and anything you want to, like, anything you see, you can click and add it directly to your Amazon cart, which is really, really cool. Because we get so many questions of, like, where'd you get that pillow? Where'd you get that rug? Where'd you get the hardware in your home? Now, all of that is on the tour.
The whole thing, even the light fixtures, you may have said that already, but
yeah, the light fixtures.
It's so, so cool. So the rugs on the floor, everything. And you can see all of our hard work, because we were talking about that we couldn't really talk about it, but we were working on getting the studio ready for this 3D scan that took place in October, the end of October. And so building furniture, like, we were ordering, we were making mood boards, and then I was building furniture like crazy in all my spare time in between travel trips. And then Stetson and I spent like a full day and a half staging everything until, and then they came in on a Wednesday with this really cool 3D camera.
Yeah.
And they scanned the entire house, and the house looks beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, just to walk around and tour it. So yeah, so I'll
really
definitely
good.
Put it in the show notes, the link for it, so you can go check it out.
Yeah.
But it was so exciting to see it come to fruition, because we've been talking about it, like you said, since, well, it was like probably a year and a couple of months that we've been talking about it with the Amazon Home team.
Yeah.
And they were excited, you know, they got our input on how maybe people would shop, like, what would the experience be like?
So this is a new thing that they've done in terms of shoppable, making it shoppable.
Yes.
Because they've done walkthroughs before, but it wasn't like you can click and add it directly to your cart. Like, it's super easy. Like, you're literally just shopping on Amazon, walking through the house, and when you're done, you add it, like, everything's in your cart that you want.
I think maybe what they had done before is similar to what you might see on a real estate tour.
Yeah.
That's more like photos that are kind of linked together, to where you could step forward and then you can turn and see, like, the kitchen, bedroom, whatever. But this is an actual 3D image. I mean, you can look to the top, you can look at the floor, you see the patio outside, the grass out in the backyard. I mean, it's like you're actually in the house. You
can
have
look
to go
at
check it out.
Every nook and cranny of the home, which is why we had to make it perfectly
we
clean
did.
and finished. Yeah, so every single room in the house is tourable, except for the garage and one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one bathroom that I literally never use for filming. It's still really nice, but the lighting is not the best. But you can walk through the master bathroom, which is where I always
that's where you always
and
that would make sense to show everything
yeah.
in there, because the hardware for the lights, for example, or the hardware on the in the showers and the faucets and things are all in there, and all the products that Stetson's used over the years are in there, like the towel warmer.
Yeah, well, a lot of we didn't want to over clutter it, but yeah,
no,
there was
true.
A lot of little gadgets and things that we've
put. But a lot of things that you'll see, like those shelves in the corner, that
mm-hmm.
are in a lot of the videos. So, and then our studio, you see our recording studio in there with our neon sign and all the things that we use in here, all the tech stuff that we use. So,
and then there's the bathroom or
the guest room.
The guest room, I mean, so the bedroom, there's a bedroom, there's a bathroom. There's our recording studio. There's full living room, full kitchen, and then office and laundry room. And then we also have some organizing things. You can shop the entire pantry, and then we can also shop the spice cabinet and the dish cabinet.
Right.
So we wanted to include some organizing in there as well. So those cabinets are just open in the tour, so you can just walk right up and shop them. But yeah, it turned out really good. And we really, really want you to check it out and send us a DM if you checked it out and let us know what you think.
Yes, because it's so pretty.
It was a big project, but it's nice to have it done. And
it forced us to get the studio ready. That's
yeah.
a great thing for us, you know, and finally get it done after Stetson and Brandon had moved out in June. We hadn't taken the time, really. You were doing a lot of filming in here, of course, but it really helped us like nail it down and get it done. So now it's beautiful for filming.
Yeah. Everything's all set up.
Photography and
I can easily move things around if I want. Like the other day I did a video with QVC and I switched out some artwork and I switched out a rug and just switched out some pillows for the video. And it was just super easy because it was already beautiful. So,
exactly. It's all done. There's furniture in here because when Stetson and Brandon moved out, of course, you took your living room furniture and your dining room table. So we have a fully staged house now with a living room with furniture and a dining room furniture and all of the decor. So it's really quite lovely and you'll definitely have to check it out. We still have a few little things like left behind to deal with for since Stetson's move, like master room, bedroom, closet. We've got to go through, but other than that,
drawers and things like that.
Yeah, there's some of those little things, but as far as it being staged and ready for filming, it's so, so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go check it out. It's so beautiful. It's just super fun to walk around. And it was a sunny, beautiful day that day. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Cause boy, does it get dark. Yesterday I was having the hardest time recording our video and luckily, right. I was like, this lighting is going to be the death of me. It was later too. And right before I was like, I'm just going to have to do it, you know, I tried in here, I tried in there, I tried in there. As soon as I was filming it, a little bit of sun came out after I'd already tried to film it three times in three different areas. Cause I was like, this looks like so bad. It's so dark and I can't have lights on cause I hate the shadows of the warm cast. Anyways.
Yes.
We did get pretty lucky with the filming day that they did.
We did.
But let us know what you think. Cause it's really exciting. But yeah, we went to Disneyland for a fun little girls getaway.
That was really, really fun. And it was something that I wanted to do for a while, like a couple of years. I figure when Olive gets old enough, I really want to do this Disneyland trip where we could just, you know, treat her like the little queen that she was for the weekend.
Speaking of, isn't her birthday in like a few days?
I think her birthday is tomorrow.
It's the
third.
I always think it's the fourth. I need to put that.
It's tomorrow. She's turning 5. Anyway, so we did that this past weekend. And part of the reason why we didn't record a podcast is because we flew out on Friday. Normally we record a podcast on a Friday. So that's part of the reason why, but I realized like, oh, that's right. We came back on Monday. So oops.
Yeah, it was a weird week.
Yeah, it was a short week. Both weeks were short, but that was so fun. And we surprised her. Like we showed up at the house and loaded all of our suitcases And then we went into the house and just, she was already dressed up in a lovely dress anyway with her crown, because that's what she's wearing all the time.
She loves wearing princess dresses or dresses and crowns. She wears it every day.
Every day.
Minimum of crown.
That's her everyday attire.
Yeah.
So she was ready to go. So we came in and I said, hey, she's looking like, what are you guys all doing here? Because she thought she was just having a stay-at-home day with mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, do you want to go somewhere? And she's like, yeah. So her mom says, well, put your shoes on. And then we drove her to the airport. And then when we pulled up to the airport, we asked her if she knew where we were. And she didn't really know what it was. She'd seen it, but she mm-hmm. couldn't recall. So we told her we're at the airport. And she wondered why we're at the airport. So we all pulled out our Disney ears and put them on and gave her some and told her we were taking her to Disneyland. So we had to quickly explain that we're going to fly to a hotel. We're going to fly and then stay in a hotel and then go to Disneyland tomorrow. And oh my gosh.
And then the next day. So we
and the next day. So she was living her best life in first class.
She was so cute in first class. I think it was my sister's time flying first class.
It was. That's what she said. It was.
And obviously it's Olive's because she's only five. And normally Jack and Frankie drive anyways too, if they're going to go anywhere, if they can.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks so cute in the big seats. If you watched our stories over the weekend, our Instagram stories, I shared a bunch of stories. We even did a video there, which was kind of fun. I posted it as a reel, but we shared all the behind the scenes of she looks so cute first class. And I filmed the video of her reaction. So
it was so cute.
But yeah, she had all the snacks. She even got a meal on the flight, which I actually wasn't expecting a meal.
I know.
But it was just over the time, I guess. So we ended up getting a meal, which was fun for them.
Yeah.
They could get spoiled. All the drinks that she wants.
And all the snacks. Because, you know, in first class, they bring you the basket of snacks. So you don't just get, like, the one
bag of peanuts. You get to pick out what you want.
And as many. So she brought a bunch home to her brother.
She brought so many snacks back. She was selecting them the whole time.
She was.
And she looked so little in the seat.
Yeah, because her little feet just stuck straight out.
Yeah, because first class has bigger seats. So she was so little. She was watching a movie and it was so cute.
Yeah, and her mom had brought her headphones, so she's plugged them right in. And man, she was just...
She was a happy camper all the way there. She had a really good travel going there.
Yeah.
I would say on the way back, she had a couple meltdowns, I think, on the flight. But she was probably just really tired.
So yeah, because we were pushing it. And we were thinking on both days, we thought at some point she's going to take a nap because she looked like she was getting a little sleepy. And then she just got her second wind.
Mm-hmm.
But so I would imagine she was pretty tired.
Yeah.
But she did great. I mean,
no, she did so good.
All the
she only had a meltdown like two times, I think.
Yeah, and they were short. They were just frustration more than anything.
Just tiredness.
Yeah.
But the fun part was is you, well, I guess we, but you had got it for her birthday, but we surprised her with a princess makeover.
In the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Yeah, and it's, first you go to the Enchanted Chambers. I had a couple of people asking on our Instagram of like, oh my gosh, like, how'd you do this? Or like, you know, I want to do that or whatever. Because there's so many things at Disneyland that you don't know that you can do.
I know.
We've been so many times, or just like different places you can eat and just like all the things you can do in there. Obviously, when you go, you're like, oh, we have rides, you know, the characters, but there's so many more things you can do.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So we surprised her with a princess makeover. So first she got to pick out a princess dress and they were all on display, which was so cute. Every single kind of princess dress you could ever imagine was in there.
Yeah, any Disney dress.
Displayed on mannequins or hanging up, like on hangers. And then she got to pick out a crown and she got to pick out a wand. And so she picked those out and everything's beautifully displayed in cases and it's just like a dream.
It's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
And I wonder if
like
she
you're, knew. It's like you're princess shopping. I mean, everything in there is so cute, of course, because it's Disneyland.
I don't think she really knew that she was able to keep all of that until we actually walked out after she was done. But it was so cute. Like, she was looking and she knew exactly what dress she wanted. And she knew exactly what crown and what wand she wanted.
Yeah.
And
she picked out an Elsa dress and then...
Mm-hmm.
I think it was technically the princess or Cinderella crown because it was like blue and purple. No, I think it was Ariel crown. It was blue and purple.
It was beautiful.
But everything matched perfectly. Yeah. And then she got this gold staff And it was so cute. I think that was technically the Aladdin one,
I think
but
so.
she just pieced it together perfectly. And then she got to pick out what hairstyle she wanted. And then she got to put on her princess dress
Which was
in
so
her
cute
own
too.
special princess
Yeah,
dressing
she had
room.
her own dressing room with her little dress and her crown and her scepter
And
just
she's
in
like,
there.
the girl that was helping her, she's like, you can all go in there. And so we all went in there. And she's like, I want only mommy to be in here because I want it to be a surprise. She always like to surprise you with her outfits
Yes, she
or her
does.
drawings. Like, she doesn't want you to see them until they're done.
Yeah.
So then she came out and then she got to do her makeup, hair, and
Nails,
nails.
yes.
And so she was in a little salon chair. Of course, the people that work there are so nice. And she was asking her questions of like stuff she would want to answer. Like, it was just so cute.
It was adorable.
And then she couldn't see what she looked like until the end.
They had the mirror covered up with beautiful drapes, golden drapes that when she pulled the cord, like they open up,
And she
like
was
what you
like,
would see
hey.
in a Disney movie.
Yeah, you have to do the thing,
And
the
they
magic to
lit
open it
up
up.
the, yeah, the mirror's lit up. Yeah, she had her say bibbidi bobbidi boop with her wand, her scepter. And then she was just admiring herself, looking at herself. And what they included in this was a hair piece that was the perfect match for her own hair. And then they had flowers in her hair as well. She did such a good job, like pulling everything up and making sure it was snug. That it lasted the whole time. In fact, I think her hair was still up when I stopped on Tuesday. What do they call it? Oh, jellyfish jelly.
It was jellyfish jelly, which was,
It was just so cute how they had all the names of
it was
everything. It's
just
just hair gel.
hair gel. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to
jellyfish
say.
jelly. So when she came out of there, then we went over and did her photo shoot, which is in another little building. And they had Cinderella's pumpkin carriage in there. And they had like a little forest creature, little grassy area. And then they had a horse where she could pretend to feed. So the photographer was great. And I was really impressed that Olive was so willing to pose and be moved so quickly, you know,
Yeah,
do
she
this,
was
do
like a
that.
professional.
She was totally into it. It's a little influencer. Is what she
Yeah.
is. A little celebrity for the day.
That's so
The
cute.
other cool thing about Disneyland and Disney in general is all of the cast members, anybody who works there, whenever they see one of those little princesses walk by, they call her Your Highness, they call her Princess. If they recognize the princess, they call her by that princess name. And even Captain Hook even bowed to Olive, and she was so impressed with that. Even the next day, she was talking about that, how everybody bows to her when she walks by. And she said, even Captain Hook even bowed to me as I walked by. So it was so cute, you
And then her
know,
hair stayed
the
like the
whole
entire
time.
trip because it was up in a tight bun,
And then
and
they wrap a hairnet around to keep everything
yeah,
nice and tidy. And then they put the hair piece on top.
and then flowers,
Yeah.
like a little flower scrunchie kind of.
Oh, and she was so particular. Like she kept wanting to, if the hair had to be redone, because sometimes it get a little messy and you know you were
Or
trying to
her
tighten up.
crown, like she took off her
Well,
crown.
and then she kept getting in and out of the stroller from underneath the
Yeah.
handle, and it kept ripping the hair piece off a little. But she always wanted to see herself in the phone.
Yeah,
She
like she
wanted to make
needed
sure
a
her
mirror to
flowers were
Emilia.
straight.
So
Right.
she's very, very, she's a girly girl.
She's t such a
She
girly girl.
loves to look in the mirror at all of her dresses and all
And
that.
look at me, she's waiting for the compliments when she's in her pretty dresses
Yeah,
and crown.
it was so cute.
It was so fun. And I'm so glad you went because I know you were.
I know, I wasn't planning on going because I'd just gone back from Canada. But I was like, when am I going to be able to go
Gonna be a while before
again?
you can go again. Maybe. Well, you know, I mean, maybe once
Not
when you get a
I'll be
little bit
able to go, but
older.
I'm saying like a girl's trip.
Yes,
You know,
like
that's
that.
gonna be
And for
harder.
that one, I feel like that's so memorable.
And the fun part was is we normally obviously when we go to Disney, we go on all the rides and things, which of course we did do rides. But we ate a lot of the food there, which was fun. And we've realized we never eat. Like we'll of course eat there. Like we'll have breakfast and lunch, you know, and normally dinner. But
And
like
we might have a Dole Whip or something, but not like what we did.
Yeah,
This was
we
different.
tried so many different things because we're like, we've never even gotten like a Mickey ice cream, a Mickey pretzel. Like, we never, even the pickles.
Right, we've never had a pickle.
The pickles are really popular
And I
there.
can't believe we've never had a Mickey-shaped pretzel
We've
before.
never had an ice cream.
No.
Like, what are we doing? So we ended up
You're
just
not
kind of
living Disney unless you have that stuff.
eating our way around Disney, which was really fun.
That
We
was
got to try a
really
bunch of stuff. different restaurants, ordered a bunch of snacks.
Remember on day one, that chicken and those fries that we had? Because we had breakfast in the hotel. This was over in Frontierland. We were sitting kind of near the lake where the pirate ship was out. And we ordered chicken strips
The
and
mint. Oh,
lemon
The
pepper
lemon
and
pepper,
then
yeah.
the barbecue
And the
chicken.
barbecue. Yeah. All the food there is really, really good.
It is good. All of it's good.
So that was really fun to sort of try a
Yeah.
bunch of new things. Like, we definitely weren't hungry at all during the entire trip because we just kept eating. It's like,
Yeah.
we have to try this. We have to try this.
Funny thing was, I feel like, at least for me, because we were burning so many calories walking around, I could eat anytime.
Oh,
But when you
I
guys
was always hungry, of
when
course.
all of you suggested we go somewhere, or Jackie's discovered something, I'm like, I'm game. Because
Yeah, well,
it
yeah, we
was
walked a lot. Like, I
miles.
didn't look at the end of for the 2 days, but I think it was
I think it
probably
was 7 to 9 miles every day, maybe both days.
I think it was probably on average seven. So, like,
Yeah.
let's just say 15 miles in 2 days.
For
It's a
us.
lot. I actually did pretty decent, I feel like,
I feel like you did.
compared to the other times, because I have like an extra bone in my ankle, in my foot. And so normally, if I'm running or walking for that long of a time, my foot will get like hurt bad. Like, a couple times ago, I went to Disney, I like injured myself so bad. And I was like limping for weeks after. And so that was rough. But I've been working with my physical therapist, and I got these new shoes. They're Brooks. They're by Brooks. I've never worn Brooks kind of shoes ever.
And they're
But
really cute too.
yeah, they're not bad. I'll probably do a story on that, I think, soon, because I can link them on Amazon. But she did all these bunch of tests, and I ordered a bunch of different shoes, so I'm gonna
From
be
different
returning a bunch.
makers or all Brooks, different
If there's
makers.
another style of Brooks that I'm gonna return, and then there was one from a different company, so I ordered three, and so I'm gonna return two and keep these and probably order another pair, because she's
Yeah.
like, as much as you can wear these, wear like as much as you can. So I kind of want to get like more of like an indoor type shoe,
Yeah.
or maybe like indoor and gym, and I'll just change in the gym, because I feel like gyms aren't as dirty as walking them.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Anyways, I did pretty good. My back only started to hurt like towards the end
Which
of
is
day one.
to be expected.
Yeah. Day two, I was pretty uncomfortable, I would say, but it wasn't anything that like was unbearable.
And it wasn't like your feet were killing you,
Yeah,
but
my feet did fine.
yeah.
So I was
You
trying
can
to see how I was
do.
gonna do, but as soon as I was able to do my stretches, I felt 100 times better. Like,
When you
all
go
my
back,
back pain went away. Yeah,
yeah.
because every morning I woke up, and I have these specific stretches that she wants me to do. I did them in the morning and at night every day, and I was like dying. I was like, can I almost wanted to do them at Disney, because I was like, I know I'm instantly gonna feel better if I do them. That was nice to at least have that.
Yeah, to for the relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because obviously I'm walking around with a little more weight than I'm used to,
Right.
too.
Yeah.
So it was
And a little
good.
front carriage there too, which put a little strain in the back. So anyway, I was impressed because I know with a foot situation, it's been bad.
And just my back too. Like, I just don't have the best back either.
Yeah.
But considering, I did pretty good,
Yes,
because I was
you
a little
did.
worried about it.
Oh yeah. You
Just
did
because
good. Yeah.
past trips haven't been that fun. But you gotta push through with the pain, because it's Disney. I mean, no one's comfortable with Disney. You're walking miles and miles and miles a
How
day.
many times are we walking by, we see somebody giving someone a neck massage?
Yeah, limping,
Right, people limping.
slowly walking, leaning on everything you can because you're so tired of
Sitting
standing.
down all the time.
Yeah,
You're in
anything
this
you
heavy
can sit
sigh.
on, fit. So it was funny. But yeah, it was really fun.
That's fun.
Now we're back at it again. We just posted our February giveaway today, which is really fun. We have this super cute Coach bag that I really want to get for
I know,
myself. That's when you know
that's
it's a good
cute.
giveaway, when like you want to
You
keep
want to
it.
keep it.
So
Totally.
we're giving away a Coach bag, which is so cute. Dyson hairdryer, and I think it's called the Dyson Sonic or something.
I think
Dyson
that's what it
Think
is.
Sonic or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
Something like
giving
Sonic.
away a Visa card. What's the other big item? Oh, a bunch of Barefoot Dreams stuff. I had ordered the Barefoot Dreams robe, which is like one size fits all, so I figured that would be perfect.
Perfect.
Cozy socks, the super, super cute luggage that I filmed a video with, and then we're just gonna give it away. I'll probably post it this weekend just because I want to get like an actual video up. But it's so cute.
It's adorable.
And it comes in so many different colors.
I love the color that you chose.
I almost wanted to order all the colors so you could see the variations because that'd probably perform better. But it's so cute. So, yeah, and then a bunch of other beauty
stuff. We could just trade them off and use them on different trips.
I know.
Carry on only.
Or give them away.
Or give them away.
Stanley Cup. So we're making them really fun and, you know, hopefully people want to enter it. But yeah, because last month's did super well. Super duper well.
Yes, I think we talked about it that we were going to experiment and see how the giveaways go because one influencer friend of ours, Allie Hunter, was doing some really big, powerful giveaways and her Instagram following started skyrocketing. So we were trying it, giving it a whirl, posting stories about it, did a reel about it, and same thing happened. So I don't know how many overall emails we've got.
I know.
Giveaways.
The stats are in.
Okay.
I looked at kind of everything today. So
awesome.
Followers, last month we gained, in the past 30 days, we gained 80,000.
80,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Which is really good because I feel like our following has sort of been slowly growing.
Yeah.
So kind of it's been doing really
wow.
good. 80,000 new followers.
In a month. Okay.
The Facebook group, I think, went from like a couple thousand to I think we're passing over
seven now.
We're almost seven right now.
Yeah.
And then emails, we got over 5,500 emails.
Additional emails.
Yes. And then sales were off the charts too. Really, really high sales this past month. And obviously, you know, viral reels help. So we did have a few of those. But I think it was partially because of all the new traffic, just like new eyes on our account. Because people will, their friends will be tagged in the giveaway. And then they might follow us because they want to enter the giveaway. But then hopefully our goal is for them to stick around and shop, you know, our posts and things like that. So I think it was partially because of all that traffic, new eyes on our account, partially from the reels, but partially from the giveaway. I think it ended over 600,000 views, which is really good for a giveaway. And that one I sort of threw together. So hopefully this one will perform a little bit better, but I was really, really happy with it. And so that was really awesome too. So it's going to kind of be cool to see how this month goes. If it continues, our sales are a little lower now, but it's partially because we posted a brand deal. We posted the giveaway.
Yeah.
I haven't posted like an actual video, like even the Disneyland video, like that was sort of like not our normal. So
mm-hmm.
I know it's
the
because
QVC
of that.
Had to pull people off the Amazon platform onto QVC.
Yeah. So I know it's because like the past few days, I haven't really posted like an actual video.
Yeah.
Technically I have, but you get what I mean. So once we go into our normal schedule, it always kind of slows down and then picks back up again. And then just with the giveaway, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So it's been really awesome. And I was voice messaging with Vikita, who we did an interview with on the podcast. She's going to test it out too. And I was like, just see how it goes. You don't have to do it every month like we are. I think we'll probably do it every month. Because our...
Especially if it's continuing to grow, like the email list, for example.
Yeah. Well, it's just growing everything, it seems.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's not that much for us to do. You know, I think we spent like $500 on this giveaway out of our own pocket. And then we used a lot to purchase stuff with our gift card on Amazon. So it's super cheap for us to do with a really high return. So...
Yeah, and we were talking about it when we first started the experiment about... doing something like this instead of putting paid ads to try to gain more eyes and more traffic. So it seems to be paying off
mm-hmm.
in a huge way
mm-hmm.
that we're investing a little bit of money and we're getting a lot more eyes,
yeah.
a lot more followers. And people seem that they're sticking around. It seems like they're,
yeah.
you know, we haven't seen those followers drop away. So I think they're liking what they see. And if a friend is tagging a friend, they're probably really thoughtfully thinking about which friends that they think would like our feed.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
our email open rate is still amazing because I was wondering, like, since it doubled basically from the life of our email list and it doubled in like a month and a half, I was wondering if that was going to be at all lower or anything because, like, you know, they're new people, maybe they're just entering the giveaway and they don't really want to open up, but it was still 40% open rate on our last email. Last they looked, it probably went up.
That's
amazing. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. You know, it's people that are our ideal audience tagging their ideal audience. And
exactly.
I think it's partially what we're giving away to, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the Stanley girls. It's the girls that love the designer bags, the cutesy stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to be the ones that are going to want to enter. Anyways.
Yeah. Those are the people that we lot. I mean, those are our people. Anyway, so.
So that's been really good. Again, we'll kind of, I know we've talked about it kind of a lot, I think, on the podcast, but it's just been like the number one thing that we've seen the most growth in recently. So
I think it's helpful to give these reports too on how it's going.
Yeah.
Because we forget what we say in the podcast. Those of you that are binge listening, probably maybe waiting to hear
you're
results.
Like, boring. Yeah. But that, those are the final results for the month. And that one was a decent size giveaway.
Yeah. Because the total value for that one was,
I think it was a little over 1,500, and this one was just over 2,000, the one that we just posted. But that one, I'm assuming, will hopefully get a little bit more. I don't know. The $300 Visa gift card was awesome too. This time I will decide to only give out one. But this one has the Dyson and it has a Coach bag and one gift card. So I feel like it's like those things that you maybe wouldn't want to buy yourself, but you're like dying to get them. That's like the Dyson in the bag. I feel like hopefully we'll get more traffic traction. Obviously last month went amazing, but
yeah,
I put more thought into this one. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And but it seems like it's starting to get some traction as I'm looking at our Slack messages back and forth. Like there's a lot more people coming into the group, into our Facebook group, and more emails coming in already.
Yeah, it's been amazing just on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we'll give you a report at the end of next month and let you know again how it went. I think I mentioned on the last podcast, I think I'm more motivated to hit the million follower mark now.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, we're at, I think, 837 right now. Let's get it going.
Yeah, because if we gain 80,000 followers, and it won't take that long from here on out
to hopefully
to
just
get
pass
that
the
million. That was on our vision board for last year. So it's a reality now, especially
and
kind of growth. Maybe it'll happen again this month.
Yeah, sometimes you put things on your vision board and you're just not motivated. Like, I really didn't care about our followers for a long time. I'm like, I don't really care. Like,
it's more of a status symbol than anything, but now you care.
But now I'm just like, it would be cool to have a million. Like, it's been a while. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Let's see. Should we talk about the BuzzFeed thing? Can we
talk I think we can talk about that now. Yeah, since we're in it. It's kind of hard to explain, I guess. And also, our brand manager was the one that, like, attended all the calls, got all the initial information about it, which was super helpful. So, like, it didn't take time out of our days to look, to, like, apply and look at it. But a couple months ago, we got this email from BuzzFeed inviting us to apply for the Facebook X Meta, BuzzFeed X Meta residency program. And so I sent it over and I was like, oh, let's just apply, whatever. And so we ended up getting accepted and we have our first initial calls this upcoming week. So we'll learn more about like what exactly it is. But basically out of 1,000 creators that were invited to apply, there's only 35 creators that got selected, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like we're,
I always feel like that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. So basically what we're going to be doing, it's not going to be any more work other than maybe a call a week or so, but basically we're going to be working with the Meta team and BuzzFeed, and they're going to look at our content that we're uploading. So they do have minimum requirements. You have to upload 3 videos a week, which I'm like, we're already doing that. So it's not going to be any more work for us. It's not like we're creating specific content for them. We're just uploading our normal content on Facebook and they want to see it, on Instagram and TikTok and things.
Which we're already doing.
Which we're already doing. Mm-hmm. So it's great because we already do that. Not going to be any more work. We're good. But basically, they analyze how your videos are doing, maybe give you tips, look at the algorithm and sort of see maybe why a video performed better, maybe why it didn't, little tips that we can do. So I'm really excited to learn and just meet the people in there. Just regardless, it'd be good to learn more about the algorithm because I'm always wanting to learn about that.
Yeah.
And if we're working with Meta, I'm hoping we'll be able to be like, hey, what, it'll be really interesting for me to know why it actually performs well. And also on Facebook, I don't really pay any attention to anything on Facebook. So if there was different tips or things that our team could do to make those perform better, that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. And I was going to say, it would be awesome to sort of brainstorm and have people looking at our content that are actually in charge of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just having the contacts from BuzzFeed, having the contacts from Meta, their creator platform. I guess we could get, we'll probably get invited to BuzzFeed events that they held at the at their headquarters. I think they have one in LA and one in New York. So they said, you know, they tease you with the get invited to BuzzFeed events because, you know, it's kind of fun. So I think they did a few last year. So this is, I think, the second time that they did it. I think the first one they did was a beta test.
Oh, so this residency program?
Yeah, I think they tested with like 10 creators. But again, I'm just like, it will be nice to know.
Yeah.
Maybe some tips that we can apply and share with you guys of just like what is actually going on behind the scenes, because it's so hard to figure out all this stuff. But anyways, yeah, so we'll let you know how it goes.
Emily finds this stuff. It's so cool, you know?
Well, no, BuzzFeed had reached out to us a long time ago, do you remember? So we already had a contact with BuzzFeed. I've
forgotten that.
So they've just been keeping us informed of different opportunities that come up, which is nice. So we already had a contact, so we just got invited. But anyways, we're going to be doing meetings every week.
And trainings.
And any information that we can share, we will definitely do that.
Especially as we're learning about different things, little tips here and there, little nuggets. Because it sounds like their goal is to help these influencers improve content, because it just helps the platform overall anyway. And if it's working for the ones that they've chosen and that they continue to repeat the program, they can kind of train influencers to work with what's best for that platform.
Exactly. So then, I mean, if they can get people doing better on the platform, it's just overall great for them all around.
Yeah.
Especially Facebook, because like, obviously when you think of social media influencers, you're like, oh, Instagram, TikTok, you know, but the Facebook like is huge.
And like we've talked about before, what we've learned from fellow influencers, like at the San Diego event, Facebook is alive and well, and there's a lot of potential, a lot of income to be earned, a lot of revenue possibilities.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool if, as we learn more from the Facebook team.
Yeah, like we have, we're part of the Pinterest creator program. So we have like, not creator program, I should say, we have a Pinterest manager, I guess you could say, where quarterly, we have a meeting with our contact and she basically goes over our stats. She lets us know what's new on Pinterest, lets us know little tips and tricks, like what we can do to maybe have our content perform better. And so that's just super helpful in general, because we have that meeting, she looks over our content, and then there's little small tweaks that our team can do when they're uploading content. This, that alone, like, where's that on Instagram? Where's that, you know? So I'm like, I'm excited about it to hopefully get more information.
Because our platform, as you know, is Instagram.
To have those people that actually work there be like, hey, you know what you can do? Why don't you try this? If you do this on your video, you know, it's supposed to do better. So I said minimum, I don't even care about anything else. The context and just learning more will be really helpful.
Yeah.
That's going to kind of be interesting.
Mm-hmm. And all that starts next week.
Yeah.
Trainings and meetings and super fun.
And then I guess one other update. We won't share too much because it's like in the early stages, but we've always wanted to do like an Everything Envy product line.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing that's been in our vision board.
And obviously there could be opportunities to work with the brands that we've already worked with, like QVC or Amazon or things like that. But it's completely different if you do it with a bigger company. There's pluses and minuses for both, definitely. But we've sort of been in contact with someone that is sort of like a private investor that could potentially help us create our own. Because we know through the ClickFunnels world, we have a lot of people that are very successful with e-com. You know, they have their own products. They have the manufacturers across the world. They have their Shopify account set up. Like, we know so many people that are really successful with that. And the nice part is if you have your own product line, the income potential is more. Right, because you're the one managing all of it.
Right.
And you have full control over it. I know, obviously, if you're collabing with a bigger company, I'm sure you're involved in things like that. But at the end of the day, they're going to be in charge of and sort of put their input of exactly the final approval on the product.
On it, but
they're going to be like, they have the stats, they have the things of like, this is our audience and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've sort of been chatting with someone about that. We don't know if it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
what we're going to do
with
the
conversations
it.
On it now and see where we go with it.
Yeah, because it would be really fun to have an Everything Indie line. We've wanted to do it for years and years. And that could be an organizing line. It could be gadgets line. It could be a mix. It could be all the merch. It could be all the things. So we'll see where it goes.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting. You know, it's a new part to something that we've had on our list of things that we want to do. And now that we've got the ball rolling, it's interesting. It's to hear the process, but I feel like...
And we could do it. Like, we have all the information, all the resources mm-hmm. through our inner circle, because a lot of people do that in inner circle.
Uh-huh.
Through Russell Brunson.
Right.
That's what they do.
One post in the Facebook group for inner circle, and we'd have a whole list of things.
Yeah, but
talk
it's the things of, like, figuring out your own, you know, coming up with the samples, the tests, the designs, the marketing. There's even a bunch of stuff to do with, like, trademark things, like, that we're understanding that I didn't even know that specific things in our branding can't be trademarked. Like, there's all that stuff where you're like, I don't really want to mess with that. I don't want to get in trouble down the road or do something that I'm not supposed to do. If someone already knows how to do it, that's great.
Yes, because it is a shame if you went through all the work and you had something made with something that you cannot protect.
Exactly.
Somebody else could just nap.
Or just design. All the contacts. I mean, if you listen to Makita's podcast interview, like, she has her own boutique. Even that, like, talking to manufacturers, doing the research of the products, like, she does that, mm-hmm. you know,
all
basically in her boutique.
She's going to put in there. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot of work, and you got to manage everything perfectly with income that you're spending versus what you're doing. And so,
the seasons, the time. The
I don't think
inventory.
I'd want to do it on my own. I think I would want to have either a company.
We're more of the idea girls, and then find the right person to do the thing.
And
but
you tell me what you need from me.
I feel like this person we've been talking to, though, knows his stuff really well. And he was telling us things, like, he was so excited about it and telling us things that we never even would have considered. Like, oh, you have to, but he starts from the basics first,
mm-hmm.
but are the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were talking about the trademarks, for example.
Right.
If you're going to make something, you want to make sure that everything in your name,
mm-hmm.
your symbol, your icons, whatever you use, are all trademarkable so that they can be used for, you know, putting on your products or
exactly.
making your products of them. And if you don't have that, then they got to be tweaked.
Yeah. So that's a whole new thing that we're sort of learning about. But it's sort of a fun conversation to explore.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, if we do end up doing it, that will be a lot. I think we'll be learning a whole bunch of things that we never knew about all that, because creating products is on a whole nother level, which is partially why we have never done it.
Uh-huh. And we have our friend, Lisa.
Trickstead.
Lisa Trickstead, who has a product line with HSN.
Yeah, get me with Lisa.
Mm-hmm. And she had to go through a trademark process for her name, for her get me with
which
Lisa.
Which is great that we already have the trademark for our name, because
yes.
I think that's what takes the longest.
Yeah.
And then it sounds like, hopefully, if you're trademarking, like, a symbol or something, I think that's, like, easier to get. Because the name took us 2 years to get.
Yes.
And I think
Lisa's took, hers was faster, but hers was still, like, 18 months.
Yeah.
I remember. Still longer.
So they had to kind of wait on the trademark
right.
for her.
And that's just, like, the tip of the iceberg. Then all these things that are under with the design, and you have the prototypes, and, you know, you tweak them and
tweaking the
testing, the colors, the textures, all the materials. That's a whole different situation. So,
but
it's a whole learning curve.
It sounds really fun. And
oh, I totally see us doing it.
Yeah, regardless of what we end up doing, whether it's with something, the company or this, but
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really, really fun to do. And just another way that we can be creative. And another just thing that we can have in our business that's not reliant on one thing,
right.
you know, because
right.
everything's relying on videos.
Right, because, like, for example, if we had a product line, there's a lot of possibilities of going into different places. Like, when we think about the home edit, for example, like, their products right now are in in Walmart, and they're doing quite well.
Oh yeah, Walmart, the Container Store,
Target. They've had products in the Container Store, and I think Target, but now that they're in Walmart, it's like, wow, they're booming.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of possibilities for placement of these things in bigger companies. Costco, you know, we see, like, mm-hmm. I design things in Costco now, and
and I think, like, just having the freedom to make stuff that, like, oh, this is exactly how I want it. Because obviously, like, I review thousands and thousands of products a year.
Yes,
and I know, like, obviously we only share what we love and use, but, like, there's some products I'm like, oh, it'd be so much better if it was, like, if it had this on it, or it would be so much better if this was the color. I'm just like, oh, the color rangers suck. You know, it would be way better if it was this color, or just, like, different things that we could actually make our own and have them be exactly how we want them is really cool.
Yes, and have the control over all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
Kind of a newer discussion than we had at the beginning of the year.
Right. So maybe a year from now, we'll have different discussions about it.
We'll see.
Okay, well, it's fun catching up again. And, you know, after we missed a week, we wanted to get you all caught up.
That was a lot to catch up on.
That was a lot of things. So yeah. We appreciate you so much for sticking it out. I was noticing there was a lot of listeners on on the podcast that we posted last with our recording of our talk at the Inner Circle Women's Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That was really well received.
Good, yeah.
A lot of people listening to that one.
Behind the scenes of just some stuff that we do. Sometimes we speak.
Sometimes we have these little speaking engagements, and that was really fun that we have the recording for that and that we could share it with you.
Yeah, you know what would be another fun recording to share is the one that we did for the Glowgetter Cop.
The Glowgetter.
That was a fun talk. We gave a lot of tips.
I wonder if there's a way to download
it. I mean, there is. They sent it to us. There is obviously some backstory that if you listened to last week's, you already heard. Because we obviously had the same story, but there was a lot of really, really good specific social media questions that some of the attendees asked. So maybe
I'll see.
Missing a week again, we can upload that, because that was a really, really fun talk. Lots of great tips.
We'll get that. Well, we do have another guest coming on soon, and we're going to keep adding more guests to our calendar now that we're kind of getting settled, and that'll be fun to bring more people on and keep sharing all the good stuff with you.
Yep. All right. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.